what your first recollection of Catherine was. It's on now, by the way. I mean, because this is an awful long time ago, isn't it? And I wondered whether you've got a sort of memory of first seeing her, or was she just there in the family?
Well, my first memory would be when we stayed up in the Lake District, as we frequently did, either in her family house or elsewhere, either en famille or one or two of us separately. I should think I was about six, and she was a very vigorous, jolly, slightly tomboyish elder cousin who was full of ideas of what to do, you know, and games and bathing, and with a terrific laugh, which altogether this sort of character rather put off my brother. It's rather funny because Joe Newbery came and met my brother, elder brother, who lives in Cambridge also. He said he was quite willing to talk to her about Catherine, but she ought to know that he detested her, partly because of this very unrestrained bossiness. She managed everybody. And one always remembers this stream of laughter she used to emit. But I liked her. I mean, she was a good sport. We thought of her chiefly, and we thought her brother Hal was a little sticky. But her father was an absolute dear.
Can you tell me a bit about him? It'd be interesting to know what the family atmosphere was like. You know, was it a sort of intellectual family, really? Politically aware and so on?
I don't remember much about politics. It was interested in local affairs. I mean, her mother was, I think, interested in local affairs. Her father had been very much absorbed in his Harrow school house. And he was a very, very gentle. He was, I don't know how it had happened, but his face was slightly twisted and he had a gammy leg. And he had a rather up high voice. But he was full of kindness. And we all loved him.
And his wife was more of a...
I always thought that she was a bit severe, and I imagine we were a little frightened of her, and I thought that she would not have been altogether sympathetic with Catherine's adventures. But Newbery tells me from the correspondence it's clear that she was. Mm. She gave her quite a lot of support. That rather surprised me. She loved the country, had a beautiful garden, and fed the squirrels and all that kind of thing.
So it's a good family, a good place to go to as a child.